broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bo and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-host, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bo and Fee.
And we're here on Sports Talk, we'll call it, because we've finished with Insight, and we have the cast. It's the Fort Recovery Drama Club, is that correct? Some of the cast of Frozen Junior, and that's coming up not this coming weekend, but the weekend after, Thursday, Friday, Sunday. Is that how that goes, if I remember correctly?
Yes.
So we'll just kind of start right here and introduce yourself, kind of say who you're going to be, and we can go from there.
My name's Trevor Heitkamp. I'm a junior, and I play Kristoff.
My name is Whitley Overman. I'm in fourth grade, and I'm going to play Young Anna.
I think your mom was just here.
Yeah. My name's Finley Thompson, and fourth grade, and I'm Young Elsa.
My name is Olivia Smith. I play Olaf and the cook.
My name is Jossie Lefevre. I'm a junior, and I play Elsa.
My name is Ella Kramer. I'm a junior, and I play Anna.
My name's Caden Marshall. I'm a sophomore, and I play the King and then Oaken.
You got two things. Awesome. So, Frozen Junior, do all of you sing?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Do any or all of you have solos?
I think everyone here has a solo.
Yeah.
Awesome. So there's a lot, and there's, I'm sure there's a lot of, like, numbers of people singing in a lot of other songs too. So, so Frozen Junior, Trevor, you're who did you say you're going to be?
I'm Kristoff.
So you're the guy.
Yeah.
Awesome. So,
the guy.
Have you? This is the drama club. Have you done other plays, musicals?
I did do three whenever I was in elementary school. I did three with Karen Myring in third grade, fourth mm-hmm. grade, and fifth grade. So that's kind of my theater background. And then last year I also did drama club's performance of She Loves Me.
Oh, okay. And what did you play in that one? One of the kind of the major roles? Or?
No, I've typically been side roles. This is my first mm-hmm. major role that I've ever
okay.
had.
Okay, now that one last year, that wasn't a musical, was it?
Was it?
Okay. So you did some singing then. So you you ain't scared of it.
Yep.
That's good. So, and you're pretty musical to start with anyway. So your band, and I think if I remember correct, I think I saw that you got a superior in French horn in the was it this past last weekend?
Yep, that is correct.
So. Yeah, music isn't a problem for you.
Yeah.
That's good. So that's great. And so we'll go to Caden. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So what is your role in this?
I play the king who ends up eventually dying.
Oh, that's not. Let's. I like it better when you're alive.
Well, yeah.
But
me
you
too.
Do good things before
me
you
too.
Die, right?
Yeah. But and then I play this. I don't even know what Nash race. I don't know. He's got like a German accent,
uh-huh.
and his name's Oaken, and he's kind of a bubbly character, I guess.
So kind of an Eastern German accent, or Eastern European accent, yeah, so that kind of...
That's what I've been doing.
Yep,
so.
Perfect.
Maybe.
that's who he is now, even if he wasn't written that way. So, awesome. So, you also have solo and that kind of thing, and... Let's see, you've been in choir thing, was that show choir, is that what it's called?
Yeah,
you've been doing that since you were three, right? It seems like every time I hear about anything, you're in there, but you're only a sophomore?
Sophomore, yeah.
Yeah, so that's great. So, and we'll go to you. Can you pull the microphone down to you? Oh, yeah, either one of those will work. Yeah, so now go ahead and tell us who you are and what you're playing and how we're going to do that. So,
I'm Whitley Overman, and I play young Anna.
All right. And do you get to sing a couple of songs yourself?
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. And does that scare you? Have you
Not
done
really.
It before? I didn't think so. He didn't. He looked like you're pretty confident. That's awesome. Because I, even if I could sing, I wouldn't want to do it in front of everybody. That's not my thing. So that is great that not only can you do it, but you're not afraid to do it. That's 99% of it that you're not afraid to do it. So how much kind of what kind of are so you're the young one? Mm-hmm. Do you? So you're only in the beginning, or do you kind of come back and forth with some flashbacks where you might be in later in the show?
I'm in the beginning, and I'm also in summer chorus, so I'm in.
Oh, okay.
Summer is one song, uh-huh. And then I'm in the end.
All right. That's awesome. So let's go to Ms. Thompson. So what's your... Well, tell everybody your first name again, because we went through that, but they didn't get to hear what you're going to do here. So go ahead and tell us again.
I'm Finley Thompson, and I play young Elsa.
Young Elsa, and again, probably like she was doing, you're mostly at the beginning, and then you're in some choruses?
Yeah.
And you get to sing a solo, too?
A little, and a little bit of you.
Okay. That's awesome. You girls are... So what grade, I forgot to ask, what grade are you in?
I'm in fourth.
And what grade are you in?
Fourth.
Fourth grade. So we have fourth graders here in the Fort Recovery Drama Club.
Amazing ones, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And they are singing, not just kind of standing in the back of a chorus singing Jingle Bells at a Christmas show. They're out there in front where everybody's seeing them singing by themselves. And both of them look very confident, and I'm sure they do really, really well.
Yes.
That's
yes,
awesome.
Definitely.
And I
would say they're probably some of the most confident people we have in the cast.
That's good. And one thing I have noticed, there are, I'm counting right, 7 people in this room, and every single one of them has not stopped smiling. they like doing this, and they're happy that they get to kind of be out and doing things, and it takes special people to go entertain people and not be even remotely afraid at all. That's great. That is really, really good.
Yeah.
So who do we want to go to next? Jossie, is that, she's kind of standing there. We'll put her in there. So go ahead and tell us your name, Jossie, even though I know what it is.
Yeah.
And who you're going to be and what you're going to do.
Yeah, but I'm Jossie Lefevre, and I'm playing Elsa.
Okay. So you're the older version of...
Miss Finley Thompson.
Yeah, Finley. So, all right. So you'll be mostly later in the show then?
Yes.
Okay. Now, earlier in the show, are you in, like, they're in the chorus later. Are you in the chorus earlier, or...
I wait to make my appearance.
Oh, so you can take a nap during the first half.
Yes, I
do. Oh, okay. Well, that's awesome. So you're wide awake, ready to go.
Yep. Plenty of time to prepare.
So I would think you would have a solo or two?
Yes.
And are there other things like when everybody joins in the chorus around you and all that kind of stuff, I'm sure? And
yes.
Kind of thing. So, all right. And then... Next.
I am Olivia Smith. I play Olaf in the second half of the show, and in the first half, I play the cook.
All right. So you get to be in both halves.
Oh, yeah.
You don't get to take a nap like Jossie does.
I just don't stop.
So, solo also?
Yes,
one,
I do.
Two? You got one in each one? Or
I have in summer, and then I'm just kind of like chorus in the other songs.
Okay. Awesome. And...
Yeah, I'm Ella Kramer, and I'm going to be playing Anna. So, yeah.
So the older Anna.
Yes, so basically.
And the younger one will be in the first half. You'll be in the second half.
Yep, just like that.
Do you do anything in the first half?
I sing chorus in the background, but you won't see me on stage. So.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
So... one song, two songs, 15 songs?
there's a lot. of songs I do, I kind of put my two cents in wherever I can, but I try to take breaks here and there so I don't just strenuize anything.
Yep.
So
that's good. That's awesome. So, Frozen Junior, who gets nominated to tell us all what that is about? Looks like it's Trevor.
Okay.
They're pointing at Trevor.
So, Frozen Junior is based off of the movie Frozen, which, if you don't know, is a story about two sisters. One was born with magical ice powers, the other was not. That, in this case, is Ella. She was born without ice powers, and I guess Finley, too. Whitley. Okay.
We have nicknames for them.
Too. Finky and Winky. So I was just thinking Winky.
I love it. That's awesome.
Anyway, so those two were born without the powers, and Jossie and Finky were born with
Finky.
Powers.
Finley.
So anyway, whenever young Anna and young Elsa, they're playing one day, and Anna gets struck with her powers, Elsa's powers, and this becomes this whole fiasco, and the king and queen, and they have to get their daughters, and they go to these trolls, and these trolls are like, hey, this is kind of an issue, like, we don't want this to happen again, so we're gonna have, we can take this ice out of her, because it was, like, in her head or something, mm-hmm. So it's fine, we can cure this, but we need to make sure Anna does not remember anything about these ice powers, so this doesn't happen again. Fast forward a couple years, and you know, everything's going okay, but wait, one day, the parents die. Spoiler alert, the parents die.
Whoa!
Anyway, so obviously that's heartbreaking, and our two people for middle Anna and middle Elsa play that perfectly in a very beautiful rendition of Do You Want to Build a Snowman? And then after that, we fast forward even more, and it comes to the coronation day. So Elsa's finally come of age to where she can become queen of Arendelle and fulfill her role that was given to her when she was basically born. And she's prepared her whole life for this, and it's finally come to that moment. Okay. So she gets coronated. She becomes queen, and at the reception party, like, Anna falls in love with this guy named Hans, played by Isaac Lefevre, Jossie's brother.
Yep.
And basically during that, Anna goes to Jossie, or Anna goes to Elsa and asks for permission to marry Hans, which is kind of weird because she just met him. And Elsa, of course, says no, and then they get mad at each other. And Elsa's been wearing these gloves to conceal her ice powers. Anna takes off her gloves, not even realizing what's going on, because she has no idea Elsa has ice powers. And then Elsa freaks out and sprays ice everywhere, starting this whole manhunt for Elsa. And Anna's trying to bring back summer, because in doing this, Elsa has created an eternal winter, trapping the citizens of Arendelle in a freezing blizzard.
So Anna hunts down her sister in an attempt to bring life and summer back to Arendelle, while Elsa is trying to protect the people that she loves, and in doing so, she actually hurts them more. And so it's about a family who has to work together to fix their kingdom and fix their family.
And that's Anna awesome. Meets a few interesting people along the way.
Uh-huh. So that's what you have to make sure you get there to find out what's...
Oh, yeah, definitely.
What's yep. going on. Are there lots of shenanigans that go on during that? Or?
Oh, there's quite a few.
Yeah. On stage or backstage?
Well, I was thinking more on stage. We can hear some of the backstage shenanigans, too, if you're allowed to tell any of that. That's
right now, we're kind of just working on with set and mics and stuff, so that's
sure
a blast.
Yep. As well.
And yep. we just got puppets for Sven and Olaf. So
that's so much fun.
It's been so much fun. And so
puppets.
We have Zach Chainline is kind of like in the Sven puppet, and he like carries it around with him.
And Sven's a reindeer in this. Uh-huh. So
awesome.
And then I have Olaf like in front of me as a puppet, and I manually use his arms and mouth and move his eyes and stuff.
That's pretty cool. So is that something somebody here made, or is that something you have to order and get from, like, a professional type of thing?
We actually, Jay County did the show a few years ago before COVID, and we just ordered it from them.
Mm-hmm.
So
thanks to them for that.
Yeah, sure.
Go check out Jay County.
Thank you.
Yeah, because I can't imagine what that would cost to buy it,
yeah,
and what it would take to make it. Now, there are people that probably can do that,
mm-hmm,
but if you happen not to know who they are at the time you need them, that might not work very well.
We have friends down the road who are happy to help us.
Yes.
So big thanks to them, because otherwise I don't know if we could have done the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. So down the road, you mean like the Jay County people and the Jay Civic Theater or the Jay High School people?
Jay Civic Theater.
Yep. Those are pretty good people.
Yes, they are. Amazing.
And of course, Mr. Knuth is involved in that. That helps quite a bit. But they're the kind of people that would help you out in a heartbeat. So, because I'm sure they're just laying there for now and not going to throw them away. So, Kate, earlier you were going to say something. Did you have anything? I think somebody else probably made the point you were going to make. But so, okay, just didn't want to cut you out because we don't have a microphone close to you. So, the shows. Do you guys have the times in your head, or we want to wait till Mr. Knuth?
I know Thursday and Friday and Saturday, all, like, doors open at 6:30.
Okay, there is a Saturday show?
Yes, there is. And then there's Sunday, we have a Sunday matinee at 2 and 7.
2 and 7, yes.
Oh, so you're also doing a Sunday show. A lot of them do the Sunday afternoon matinee and no Sunday night show. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights.
Sunday afternoon and night.
And night, yep. Oh, okay.
So we have 2 on Sunday.
So let's see, tickets are $6 for students, $8 for adults, purchased at the door. Children 5 and under are free.
Oh, yeah.
Performances, I see 23, 24, and 26 at 7 o'clock. And that's Thursday, Friday, Sunday, but then I didn't see the part on the 26th at 7 and 2, so.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So plenty of opportunity to stop on by and see all of our talented performers.
Yeah, so how many people are there in the cast, and what age range? Are the fourth graders the youngest?
They are our youngest.
Okay. Yep.
And then we have ranging from freshmen.
Did I mention how cute they are?
Yes, we think they are, too, when they're not causing trouble.
Oh, I'm sure they are.
Pretty honoring.
Those faces say mischief all over the place. Is that... Did you say scary, Caden?
Just with duct tape.
So, they like to cause trouble.
So I think I didn't let you answer. I talked over the how many in the cast? Couple dozen, maybe, total?
I'd say 20 to 30.
Oh.
Cast and crew, probably.
Cast and crew, yeah.
We have our lovely 2 fourth graders, and then the rest range from freshman to senior, with all the actors on stage and the people behind scenes and doing lights, all high schoolers. And then, of course, our amazing director, Mr. Knuth.
We also do have an 8th grader.
Isaac
Reisner. He's doing a great job as well.
Yes, he is.
Okay, so what does he... Is he crew or is he cast?
He is chorus.
Chorus, okay.
But he plays a lot of various roles, and he's just...
Amazing.
Really, really good at acting.
That's good.
Have a lot of talent in our cast this year.
Yes, for sure.
That's good, because there's a lot of talent in this room, I can tell.
And, thank you.
And a whole bunch of smiles and a lot of shenanigans.
Always.
There is mischief going on. I'm saying I can't see, but I'm thinking they're kicking each other under the table right now.
Probably
just poking each other and always trying to bother each other. So
they like to poke fun.
That's really good.
Yeah, so, this is our family, and we're all siblings. We all act like siblings.
Well, some are cousins and all that kind of thing, but friends and know each other and probably families know each other for. Long time.
Yes.
As far as, like, let's say practice. How often do you practice? Every night, certain times during the day, a couple of times a week. What's and how many weeks has this gone on?
We started rehearsals late November, but that was kind of off and on. So mm-hmm. I think it was like 1 to 2 days of practice for the first 2 weeks, and then in December it was like 3 days a week, and that was all just music review. And then in January we started adding in blocking, which is like all the actual acting and lines and stuff,
and where you stand and all that kind of stuff.
And so now we are practicing 4 days a week, basically from right after school, so 3:30 to 5:30.
Wow.
Next week it's going to be till 6:30.
Next week it's tech week, so that's where we
add. That's almost like a real commitment. Everything. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Full time job.
So, Trevor, have you been in other productions before?
Like I said a little bit earlier, I was in last year's production, and I also did a couple shows whenever I was in 3rd, 4th, and 5th grade. But other than that, I've not really done like any shows in Jay County or anything like that.
Okay, but and you've done some before, at least definitely had done performances. Yeah. Talking to Caden here, you've done performances at least with the show choir. Have you done other? Drama club things.
Last year I did She Loves Me, and I was Georg. I forgot how to pronounce his name. Yeah. And he was an important role. And then in 7th grade, I did what we did, Lucky Stiff.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Lucky Stiff.
Remember and we I did a promo for that one. Yep.
Vinny, who was a very anxious guy, which fits me perfectly.
Well, you look relaxed right here.
Yeah.
So, and the young girls, have you girls done any other shows, or are you just getting started in your 10-year career?
Well, I've done 6 other shows, actually.
At the Jay Civic Theater, or?
All at Jay Civic, and I have one that's Princess What's Your Name, and Mrs. Ebers Rescuedus is doing that one.
Yep, and that's coming up, right?
In April.
Yep, awesome.
I've done one in Jay County and elementary ones.
Yep, awesome. Awesome. And, Jossie, of course, you've done all kinds of performing stuff, the drama club things.
Yep.
What have you done?
Well, I did...
And if you want to throw in some of the Jay Civic stuff, you can, too, but...
I did my first production in 4th grade as Annie and Annie Jr., and from
like, is that the Annie Oakley thing?
The orphan Annie.
Oh, little orphan Annie.
Yep.
Sorry.
And from there, I've pretty much done one or more productions a year, and theater has become a big part of my life. I've done one recently in December at Jay County, the best Christmas pageant ever.
Yep.
And few drama club productions.
Yep. All right.
I've been in multiple shows since I was like a 3rd grader.
Yep.
I've done Jay County on and off. For a few years I did the shows with Karen Meyering, and I even like student directed Moana Jr. over at Jay County.
Whoa. That's like a real thing, that student directing. That means bossing people around and making decisions. I don't know.
She struggled with that.
Well, okay. You got to start somewhere.
And I've done the past 4 or 5 drama here productions of like Lucky Stiff, 9 to 5, And Then There Were None, She Loves Me, and then this one, Frozen Junior. And theaters, like Jossie said, theater is like a huge part of my life.
That's good. That's, you know, that shows confidence, builds confidence for everything else you might do in life, even if it has nothing directly to do with this stuff. That's a whole...
Definitely.
It takes a different kind of person to be that confident, to stand out in front of people and sing and or just talk. That's a big deal. And how many different things have you been in?
Well, obviously, I did a lot of Karen Meyering shows in my elementary years. And then I've been in the high school drama club since I was in 7th grade. Being in choir, she kind of asked me to help her out, so I did that. And I've been...
It's hard to say no to her, isn't it?
To Mrs. Ruzeskis, yes.
Yes.
She's very convincing. And then I've also done a lot of the shows for the past long time at the St. Anthony Dinner Theater.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Which I haven't had any big roles. I like to stay a lot. I really do like to stay in the back and just kind of, you know, mingle with people a lot and make good relationships. But, yeah.
That's awesome. So, lines. How hard is it to remember your lines? And I'm sure that's a different answer for everybody.
It comes and goes. Like, the more you do it, the more it kind of, like, sticks.
Uh-huh.
For sure. So, like, so we've been doing lines a lot, so now it's just kind of, like, second nature.
Mm-hmm. Now, like, so you started talking first. I'm going to ask you the question. So, when you start talking, do you take your cue from whatever the person that was talking to you? When they say something, that means it's your turn to say something?
Yeah, usually you can't really rely on that just in case people blank. So yeah. You kind of have to know a few lines ahead of yours, like, so you can prompt them so they can prompt you. It's right. Kind of like a whole domino effect.
Yeah, yeah, because I that's one of the things I was going to try to figure out. How do you help somebody when they're going, okay, well, yeah.
You got to get really creative.
Yeah.
Like, spur of the moment, just go with whatever comes to
right.
your mind.
Right, and that's great. And sometimes those are the best parts of a show, when there's something that kind of got goofed up and somebody either tries to save it and fails or tries to save it and it works. That's what people remember. I remember when I was in high school, one of my buddies was in the show, and he was hiding under a desk, and he was supposed to come out, and he banged his head on the desk. On the very first one, and that got a big laugh, so he just did it the next four times. So, you know, sometimes the biggest goof up, instead of just shying away and going, oh man, I really messed that up, you just run with it, and it turns into a real thing. So,
yeah.
So, and Mr. Knuth has joined us. So,
hello.
we talked about a whole bunch of things, but. Why don't you give us kind of your perspective on what this show is and how these kids are doing, and sell us some tickets.
So the show is, I don't know what all you guys have talked about, but the show is about, it's the Frozen movie, but it's not exactly the Frozen movie.
Uh-huh.
So anybody expecting every little detail from the Frozen movie is going to be disappointed. In some ways, and elated in other ways.
There's that's
things
good.
That are added and things that have been changed a little bit to better fit the stage. It's fun for the whole family. So, and the whole show, even with the intermission, is like an hour and a half or less. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, people coming should bring little ones and family and... sounds like there's going to be a chance to meet Anna and Elsa this Saturday.
Yes.
At the library.
Oh, yeah, I think I did see that. That is a great thing. What time is that?
8 o'clock
a.m. at the library on Saturday.
Oh, that's early, because they don't usually open till 9.
Yeah,
they usually don't open till 9, so how long are you going to be there, from 8 to 8:30 or 8 to 1 o'clock when they close, or do you know yet?
That'd be really probably 8 to 9:30.
And just kind of mingle with the kids and stuff. Are you gonna sing? Do any part of it, or
hopefully we'll just get to do meet and greets with some kids.
Just to warn you, some kids are afraid of Elsa.
Really?
Yes. We encountered this when we did it over in Jay County. There were like some people were afraid to go near Elsa because they thought they'd get like zapped.
Oh no! I promise, I'm a nice Elsa.
It's okay. They were afraid of me when I was Buddy too. So.
I don't blame them.
Well, from the ladies that were here before with the Sawyer Overman Fund, they were hoping to see you. They were hoping to stay here long enough to see you and have you do some Buddy the Elf things from Elf, the musical of, what, a year and a half ago? Something like that?
Yeah.
Could you try, like, selling tickets in Buddy's voice?
I don't know if I can just turn it on. Like,
well, if you... if you can, I'd say give it a shot. But let's so tickets if you want to use your voice or Buddy's voice or your director voice, let's let them know how they get tickets.
So tickets are they're only available at the door. They're not
first come first served.
Yeah. There will be plenty of seats, but yeah, they're only sold at the door. Do not try to get them beforehand because we will not have them. I just think it makes it life easier for everybody. They're $6 for students, $8 for adults, and I lost my train of thought.
Children under five.
Oh, children under five are free. Yes.
Yep. So times for the shows.
So the show is it's next weekend, Thursday. And Friday, the 23rd and the 24th, at 7 o'clock in the evening. Saturday, we have a matinee at 2 o'clock on the 25th. And then Sunday, we have a doubleheader at 2 o'clock and 7 o'clock on the 26th.
Okay, so two matinees.
Yep, Saturday and Sunday matinees, and then Thursday, Friday, and Sunday
nights. And Sunday nights. Okay, I think I said that wrong earlier, but yep. So that's awesome. So you've done a bunch of these shows. Kind of, if people are thinking, if they hadn't been to any of these other shows over the years, are they going to, if they get there late, are they going to get shut out? Are they ever sellouts or standing room only?
Or? In Fort Recovery, we have never had a sellout. It's kind of handy that we set up our own chairs. So, and it's not like other theaters where once the seats are gone, there's nowhere to go. So at least since I've been here, we've never had a drama production sell out. So I am strongly convinced that there will be seats for people. If you're there a little late, you should be able to just come in. We'll still have people out front.
So the worst that could happen is you might have to stand up or grab a chair out of the closet or something and put
like
your
I
own
said,
chair
I,
there. But
I don't anticipate that. I would love it if that happens. But.
Yeah, and it probably will for this one.
that's the hope.
That's the goal.
Your kids are doing a great job.
Yeah, and I mentioned earlier, we have seven people in here, now eight counting yourself, and not one of them has stopped smiling since they walked in. They are so happy to do this. This is going to be a great, great show.
Oh, it's going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
Best show in years.
Yeah. Aww. That's good. Well, and it's these kids have personality. It's just jumping out of them, and they can't wait. I can just see it. They want to show you what they can do.
I've got our whole first day planned. First, we'll make snow angels for 2 hours. Then we'll have chocolate and cookies. Then we'll come back here and snuggle.
There we go.
Thank you. That was awesome. So the ladies that were here earlier will be very happy to listen in the archives and know that they got to hear that. they were, I think every single one of those five and their families were at the Elf, the musical, and every one of them said, "You stole the show, man. It was awesome. It was really good."
And rumor has it that in some future productions, Buddy may or may not make a surprise appearance.
Oh, that
it's not confirmed. And,
now, is that in the...
you're going to have to just come and watch the shows to find out.
Is that the Fort Recovery Drama Club or the Jay County Civic Theater or both?
Jay County Civic Theater.
Okay.
You will not see me on stage with Fort Recovery Drama.
Okay, well,
too good for me.
Well, we just lost some ticket sales.
Yeah. Right. Buddy Jr. may or may not make an appearance.
All right, that is awesome. That's going to make a lot of people pretty happy. That was they love everybody. I only heard great things about that, and we're only going to hear great things about you guys after, not this coming weekend, but the week after, Thursday, Friday, and Sunday night at 7, Saturday and Sunday at 2. So yep. There's no Saturday night, but Saturday afternoon and Sunday matinee, and Thursday, Friday, Sunday nights at 7.
Yep.
So that's awesome. So 5... You guys are going to be tired.
Yes.
But they'll all still be smiling just like they are right now. They'll just be happy as can be.
Hopefully.
And, you know, it's just... So, anything else you want to throw in there while we're...
We can sing the opening.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hadn't thought about singing stuff. Let's do that. Everybody have kind of what they...
And then they can sing
and
the
part,
right?
Sing your part,
yeah.
Okay.
You can sing the whole thing if you want to. You can just start in.
No,
we'll just
you
do
have
the
to
whole
go to the show for that one.
Oh, man.
Pay full price.
Hold on, talk for a minute. I'm going to pull out a tone generator.
That's probably a good idea.
That's a good idea. You don't want us to start.
I think I can give you a C flat. Is that really a note? Ah.
One, two, ready, and.
Build a snowman.
That's what replaces awesome. The lightning miner song in the movie.
That's a first yeah.
That is awesome. That's we you guys several of you guys helped with the promo that we have for that, and that's the music that starts it off in the background of our promo. And I anything else you want to throw in? You want any more? You want to do
question.
Another song or so? Yeah, absolutely.
What does a rainbow feel like?
I have no answer for that.
I don't even remember. I think the answer was, I don't know, soft.
Perfect. Anybody else want to sing a little bit of something or a group thing? Or
a little bit of you?
No, she has to come for Let It Go.
Oh, yeah.
Should we?
You guys want to sing your part?
Sure.
Sure.
Okay. Here, let me move the mic.
Yep.
Do you want them? Maybe.
You finding a tone there?
I'm finding the song.
Oh. Hey.
Don't break it.
Make sure we keep the elbow higher than the microphone. That's about all we have to worry about. So you might be able to bring it down some. It'd be nicer if you were 5'7". Could you do that for me?
Seven. No.
Instead of a 5'7" fourth grader would
no.
kind of stand out a
These
little.
Are gross. Please,
you guys,
I have to.
You guys ready?
Try.
To make a proper snowman.
Really? Uh-huh. A little bit of you, a little bit of me, a part that loves to dream, a part that swings from a tree, a little like me. A little like you, a part that's nice, a part that's naughty too. A loyal friend who is there no matter what, with a big round belly and a big bouncy butt. He'll love warm hugs and the bright sunlight, and he'll really love the summer.
But he'll melt.
Yeah, you're right. Build him back together.
Yes, together, that's the key.
'Cause he's a little bit of you and me.
That's great.
Wow.
Great A.
You girls are awesome. Wow. That is just, you girls are fantastic. Those are fourth graders.
Yeah.
Those are the young ones in this cast. And
don't let the cutesiness fool you.
We have
devious.
Discussed their shenanigans. They are like the naughty elves.
They're definitely on Santa's naughty list.
How do you know that?
Because I know Santa.
You're on the
yep.
True.
Anyway.
So, anything else you want to throw in there? We'll.
I think we're good.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
thank you.
We love it when you guys come in, and I'm rubbing Bubba and Fee's nose in it. Of course, they went to the girls' basketball game, so that's really good. Our girls did really well.
Yes.
Didn't quite finish the game like we wanted to, but did a they beat us 40-7 the first time we played them, and we had 9 points in the first 2 minutes.
Oh, wow.
So we were ahead at halftime. We were ahead in the late third, early fourth quarter. They slowly pulled away, but we did very, very well. And so, Bubba and Fee, we appreciate you guys going to the game. I wanted to be there, but we want to do this. And we had the Sawyer Overman committee in, and that's very important, too. So we got to do the game, the Sawyer Overman committee, and Frozen Junior. So
you guys are amazing.
It's been a really good night, and it's been great for me. You guys, anything else that you want to throw in there?
I would be remiss if I know they're asked. They want me. They would like me to. They haven't asked me to. But in Jay County Civic. I don't know if you've heard. They're doing a show this weekend.
Oh yes,
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah, promote that big time.
Yeah, 7 o'clock Friday, 7 o'clock Saturday, and then 2 o'clock Sunday. Ticket sales have not been great. We've sold a few, but they like. The show is very, very, very good. It's a very powerful show. It is not a kid-friendly show.
No, it is not.
So it has some adult language in it.
It's not, let's call it not entertainment. It is very informative and very something that needs to be said. So the name of it?
It's the Laramie Project.
Yep.
And we've just confirmed on Sunday, anyone who goes to that show, right after, there's going to be a Zoom call with Dennis Shepard, the boy who died, his father.
Okay.
Right after. So, it's definitely worth seeing.
This isn't just let's have a nice, pleasant afternoon. This is a real thing that's important for people to know about.
And it's very well written. It's a very powerful show.
Now, they're also doing one at Dunkirk?
Yeah, in Blackford.
Blackford. Okay,
next
I know
week.
One.
Yeah, the 28th.
Okay, yeah, that's what it is. So these will be at the Arts Place, the regular theater. So
it's definitely worth seeing. Do not bring the kids.
Yes. Yeah, it is not a kid fun afternoon. No, it is not.
You two would fall asleep in the first like 10 minutes, guaranteed.
So, I don't go.
My dad will fall asleep.
So, we appreciate you guys coming in, Mr. Knuth. All the seven smiling faces. This makes my day when we get to see all these young people that are anxious to use their talent. And it's awesome. So we thank you guys very much. We'll come back in just a minute or two with a little bit more things about sports, but not much since Bubba and Fee aren't here. We're just going to skim over that kind of stuff, and then we'll be done for the night. But be back in just a little bit.
What's new at Wayne IGA? A lot. The store has been reorganized to make things easier to find, and they have new items in every department. More than 600 new items throughout the store. And there's more big news. Cooper Farms Turkey Breast is back. So stop by Wayne IGA and check out all the changes and new products. And be sure to stop by their deli and get your Cooper Farms Turkey Breast or Smoked Turkey Breast sliced to order. New things are happening at Wayne IGA, your local store with a whole lot more.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your mode or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Yep, sorry, I wanted to get this in there. I'll be back in just a second. We'll wrap up Sports Talk here. Back after this.
This Friday, the Indians boys will wrap up their regular season, hosting the New Bremen Cardinals, and there will be a lot more going on that night. It'll be a triple header, starting with the freshman game at 5, followed by the JV game, then the varsity game. We'll simulcast WPGW's coverage of the varsity game, which can also be heard on the NFHS video. We'll have the Les Johnson shootout at halftime of the JV game, and senior night for boys basketball and our cheerleaders will take place between the JV and varsity games, with the Grand Lake Soundwaves singing our national anthem before the varsity game. Our Booster Bucks drawing will be after the first quarter and will honor the 1998-99 boys state runner-up team at halftime. This will be a big night for the finale of the boys' regular season, and you don't want to miss it, so be sure to get out to the Forsyth Fieldhouse on Friday night. But if you just can't get there in person, you can listen to the game live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Okay, now we're back, and like we're supposed to be, and we are... We had the Sawyer Overman benefit committee in earlier. They talked to us on Insight, and we're talking with, or we talked just a little bit ago with the most of the cast of Frozen Junior. It was pretty awesome, and that's going to be a really big thing next weekend. It'll be Thursday night, Friday night, and Sunday night at 7, and then Saturday afternoon and Sunday night at 2. So there's five shows that'll be going on next weekend with them, and you heard a few of the songs there. So our girls tonight in the first round of the tournament took on Coldwater. Coldwater beat us 40-7 in the regular season match. And if I remember correctly, we did not have a field goal. I think we had 1 point at halftime during the regular season game. So this one was a lot different from that. We had, let's just say Callie Wendell came out on fire, and I believe she had 6 3-pointers at halftime. I think she was 6-for-7 or 6-for-8 from 3-point range at halftime. And I think we were up a couple of points at the first quarter and a few points at halftime. And then Coldwater came out in the third quarter, and I believe they outscored us 10 or 12-0 to start that third quarter off. So they went from several down to several up. I think we were up 8 at halftime, and then they were up 7 pretty quick. I think they scored 15 straight, maybe. We only scored a couple of points, few points in the third quarter. That kind of set the tone for the second half, and they slowly kind of walked away from us. Final score 44-33, but our Lady Indians went out with a bang. We started the season at 9 wins, no losses. Might have even been worse than that. But we ended up, I think counting the loss tonight, I think we ended up the season, the last 13 games were 7-6. So much, much better showing toward the end of the season. You know, we had some girls playing out of position, some girls like with Mara Pearson, she's doing winter track and wasn't able to do basketball. That could have helped us some. So we had people playing out of position. Once we got our feet under us, we did very well the second half of the season. I mean very well the second half of the season. Those girls had confidence. They knew what they were doing. They knew where they were supposed to be playing. Everything was going the right way. And we just had to play one of the best teams in the tournament for the very first game, and we had them on their heels in the first half. So I think we did very, very well for ourselves. It just would have been nice to get another couple of games in the tournament, but we just couldn't. But we ended up very well. We have one senior leaving us. That's Maddie Guggenbiller, and she had a nice season this year and last year. She played junior and senior year. Before that, she was doing CYO, a very good addition to our team. And so she'll be the only one leaving, and that team that ended the season very well and knowing what their roles are and knowing how to do it, they're all back next year. And plenty of them are going to be back the year after that. So we have a bright future for our Lady Indians. Now let's kind of go on to the boys. We have our final regular season game this Friday. We're going to be hosting the New Bremen Cardinals, and there's a lot of stuff going on. It's a triple header. Freshman game starts at 5, then the JV, then the varsity game. And that's just the basketball. And then at halftime of the JV game, there's going to be the Les Johnson shootout. Everybody remembers Les. He loved to stand in the corner, and the ball boys and anybody else that was around there would flip the ball to him, and he'd be shooting those corner shots, throwing in threes. And so the Les Johnson shootout will be at halftime of the JV game. It's usually halftime of the varsity. There's other things going on, and we'll get to that in a minute. But the Les Johnson shootout will be at halftime of the JV game. So be there early for that. That's going to be – it's always a neat thing. They pick two people out of the crowd, and they shoot those corner threes, and they give away $50 each night. And every three, there's two kids that usually high school kids that shoot those shots, and each one they make gets them $10. So if one guy gets 4, another guy gets 1, and one guy gets 40, another guy gets 10. If they make 2, one guy makes 2, or one lady makes 2, they get $20, and the other one makes 3, they get 30. So $50 is given away. They shoot till 5 of them are made. And that's always a good time. So that's halftime of the JV game. Then between games, it'll be senior night for the boys basketball team and our cheerleaders. And that'll take place between games, and that's always a big night. And, of course, we have a number of cheerleaders, and I think there are 4 or 5 senior boys. I can't remember exactly how many there are, but just some really great kids that we're going to miss a lot. Not just because of their talent, but because of who they are as people. They are just we just have some outstanding kids. So that'll be between the games, and then for the national anthem, the Grand Lake Sound Waves will be singing. That's always a big deal. And I think there's about 20 of them, men and women from around the area, Salina, St. Mary's, and all around both of those counties, a group of people who just enjoy singing and are very, very good. They usually do God Bless America and then the national anthem, and that will, of course, be between the varsity game. Then our booster bucks, which we usually do at halftime of the varsity game, that'll be after the first quarter, between the first and second quarter, that'll be the booster bucks drawing. And then at halftime of the varsity game, we'll be honoring the 1998-1999 boys state runner-up team. If any of you are old enough to have been there at that game, that was one of the greatest games that I've ever seen. That was one of the first games at the Schottenstein Center, one of the first years for the state tournament there instead of St. John's Arena. People that didn't have a dog in the fight, let's call it. They weren't for Worthington Christian. They weren't for Fort Recovery. They could not leave that game, even though the Buckeyes were playing deep into the NCAA tournament that night. they couldn't leave because it was such a great game. We would be up 4, 5, 6 points and think, well, there's no way we can lose it. And all of a sudden, you'd turn around, and we were down 4, 5, or 6 points. And, well, there's no way we can win it. It went, I believe, double overtime, and there were at least 6 or 7 times when you knew you had it won or you knew you had it lost, and you were wrong. It was a great, great game. And we're gonna honor that team. My understanding is that most, if not all of them, will be back for this event. So that'll be we'll be honoring them at halftime of the varsity game. So it's going to be a big, big night at the Fort on Friday night. Do not miss it. Get there. If you can't get there, we'll have it here on the radio, and our audio will also be with the NFHS video, but some of that will not necessarily be covered. It is WPGW's broadcast will be simulcasting. Some of it will be on the NFHS. You'll be able to see it all on the NFHS, but you may not be able to hear it all. So it's just best if you can get there. It's going to be a really big night. So that'll be the final regular season for the boys. We'll be playing the New Bremen Cardinals, pretty tough team, and we want to send our seniors out on a victory. Then the following Friday, we will be playing at St. Mary's, and we'll be playing Upper Scioto Valley. So that'll be at 7:30 the following Friday, the 24th, at St. Mary's. So that's the things that are going on with the boys. Girls, again, in their regular season or their tournament run at 44 points for Coldwater, 33 for Our Lady Indians, and just a really good end to our ladies' season after starting with 9 straight losses. I started the season there, and then we've done much, much better since then. We graduate one senior, Maddie Guggenbiller, and the rest of them, plus some strong young ladies from the earlier or the freshman and sophomore years, are going to come up, and I think we're going to be a team to beat next year and the year after that, because several of these are just sophomores that are playing now. So want to thank again on Insight. We had our ladies from the Sawyer Overman Memorial Committee, and we had the youngsters from the Fort Recovery Drama Club on Sports Talk. They just left here a few minutes ago, and that is coming up next Thursday night, Friday night, and Sunday night. Not this coming weekend, but the following weekend. And also matinees on Saturday afternoon at 2 and Sunday afternoon at 2. Those tickets are available only at the door. And all you have to do is show up. They're $6 for students, $8 for adults. I believe it's 5 and under are free. So come on out and see them with that. And again, thanks for listening tonight, and we'll be back with Bubba and Fee in Sports Talk and Insight again next week. Thanks for listening.
Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. Recovery Indians.